You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Galatians chapter 5. I want to let the orchestra go. I want to help you while they're coming to find a place to sit. Thank you, orchestra, for always being in your spot. I want to encourage you when people are singing from here on out, don't just look. Just don't stare. Say amen.
Amen.
College men, college men, college men, say amen.
Yes.
Church men, say amen.
Yes.
College and church and high school men, say amen.
Yes.
And from here on out, starting Wednesday night, let's say amen when people are singing. You just stare. Don't stare. Say amen. Get with it. That'd be great. That'd be good. Thank you so much for everything during this contest and campaign. I'm going to get finished so we can get out there and get eaten. And tomorrow school starts at 9 o'clock, all of our schools, including college tomorrow. And so that'll be great. Galatians chapter 5, let's stand together, please. We're going to read verses 1 through 7 tonight. Pardon me. Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. Ready, begin. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again. Our Father, I want to thank you for the great crowd that's here tonight, hungry for the Word of God. I thank you for your people. God, bless their lives tonight is my prayer. Bless this message with your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I'm watching in our church many of God's people. And I'm talking about many of God's people. Right now, this is a great moment in your life. I'm watching, as a pastor, it thrills my heart to watch you growing in grace. I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of you, just scores of you. I'm watching it. I'm watching you maturing in the Lord. It's an amazing thing. We had a men's prayer last night, men praying and giving testimony about that as they were testified about the grace of God and all that God is doing in their life. I'm very excited for our church. There are some, perhaps you're not growing in grace. Perhaps you're drifting. And that's the crowd I'm really burdened about tonight. It's always a grief to my heart to realize that I have pastored more people that have backslidden than those that have stayed with Christ. Soon we'll baptize our 20,000th person. All 20,000 are members of this church, but all don't come to church. Some have moved away. Some are going to other churches all around the globe serving God. And it's a wonderful thrill to see that. But it's also a great discouragement in my heart when I come to some that have drifted away and slipped away from God. I want you tonight to make a commitment that you're never going to slip.
Amen.
You're never going to drift. You're going to be faithful.
Yes.
I think of Mario. I saw him yesterday morning. Before I was going out, I stopped by his house, and he wasn't coherent yesterday, first time. He's always coherent. I saw him earlier this week, but he just lay there, and he's withering away to nothing. And then at 5:30, I got the call last night, went to their house to see him. He had passed away. We were waiting for the funeral director, Brother Moore, to come and pick him up and take him. You know, it's a wonderful thrill to know Mario. Mario accepted Christ as his Savior here at North Valley Baptist Church years ago. Mario was a great soul winner. Mario was a great man at men's prayer. Many of you men know that. Mario was a faithful servant of our Lord. Mario's raised with his wife, a virtuous woman, three wonderful children. I saw them sitting on the couch last night, Brother Fenner and so many others, and my heart just aches for them, just aches for them. But he finished his course, and he finished it with joy. That's what I want for every person in this auditorium. Think of what I have to say at your funeral. You write your funeral. I don't write your funeral. You write your funeral. And your life is a testimony of what God has done. My Bible says in verse number 7, ye did run well. Ye did run well. In the past, Paul is saying, you folks, you are so great in the Lord. You ran well. You stayed in this thing. You did run well. But that's past tense. You did run well. There was a time you were running. You were running buses. Do you know that I have replaced in 50 years every single bus captain? We've replaced every single bus driver. We basically replaced every single worker through the ministry. And so many, I think of so many men that played the trumpet here in our church. They were just phenomenal. So many of them. I think of back in the tent days, a man that played the trumpet, he was just superb. And then another man over in the other building played the trumpet, he was superb. And so many men, the trombones and baritones and different instruments, they play. But they haven't played for 20 years now. I think of violinists that were so great and so amazing. You could play anything, but they haven't played for years now. They don't play at church. They don't go to church. I think of people that were at one time on my staff that live within 100 miles from here, and they don't go to church. They dropped out of church. They quit on church. Ye did run well. What's the next word? Who? There's always a who. And you get out of the ministry, there's a who that got you out. You get out of serving God, there's a who that got you out. I recall so many years ago, a man, his wife came and she got saved. She was one of many family members that got saved. And she got saved and scores of other family members. They all come to Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. And she said, please pray. I know her husband's name. Pray, please. I won't call it right now, but she would say, pray for my husband and he gets saved. And as a church, we prayed that he'd come to know Christ. And you know, the day came, I'll never forget it, when he walked the aisle and got saved. He got the whole ball of wax. When he got saved, he got it. And he came to Sunday school on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and his wife came in. They were all involved. He said to his wife, I want to be a bus worker. I want to drive the bus. And he got a bus license, and she was all excited. I've been praying my husband would serve God, and he served God. But then after a while, she got tired of it. She said, you're never home on Mother's Day. You're never home on Father's Day. You're running that dumb old bus. You're never home on Easter. You're never home on Christmas. You're never home all these vacation times because you're always on that bus. You're on that bus. It's driving me crazy. He goes, what do you want me to do? She goes, I want you to quit the bus. Not only did she get her wish, he quit the bus. He in time quit on her. That had to be 35 years ago. And they divorced. Who knows where those kids are today? Don't ever become a who in someone's life that you draw them away from God. Amen. I want to talk to you about this subject tonight from verse number 7. And I'd like you to turn with me in your Bible to 2 Peter. Second Peter, please turn. Let's all turn. And the faster you turn, the faster I'll get done. The slower you turn, the slower I'll get done. So 2 Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 2, but as there were false prophets among the people, even as there were false teachers among you, who privily, sneakingly, shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them and upon them. Many, 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 verse 2, and many shall follow their pernicious ways by reason of the truth. God prophesied that many were going to walk away. Many were going to follow away from God. Look what it says in 2 Thessalonians, please, just back a book or two here, a few books. 2 Thessalonians, just a few books back. All the T books are together. 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2 and verse number 15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. That's what Paul said in chapter 5 of Galatians, where we are tonight, to stand fast. Stand fast. Hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Paul says, you just hold fast the things you've taught. You've been taught a lot in this church. This church teaches you everything.
Amen.
Teaches you how to handle your money. Teaches how to win souls to Christ. Teaches you how to read the Bible, how to pray, how to say yes to God, how to get in the center of His will, how to be filled with the Spirit of God, how to serve on a bus route or Sunday school. This church can teach you a lot. It'll teach you how to be a mother, be a father, be a grandparent, be an adult, be married. And God says, hold fast the traditions which you have been taught. Verse number 6 of chapter 3. And we commend you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye, what's that next word, class? Withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which ye have received after us. For yourselves know that how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved ourselves not disorderly among you. Verse 11, we hear that there are some who walk among you that are disorderly, that worketh not at all, that are busybodies. Verse 14, but if any man obey not our word in this epistle, note that man, and have, what you say? No company with him, that he may be ashamed. Back to Galatians, ye did run well. Who hath hindered you? The Bible said Amnon had a friend. His friend got him away out of the will of God. And his friend got him to live a lie and deceive his half-sister and take advantage of her and then eventually get killed by his other half-brother, Absalom. Ye did run well. Who? Amnon had a friend. And when Amnon had a friend, that friend led him down a wrong path. You take inventory of your friends tonight. I've said in our high school, and there used to be on the wall of the school somewhere a poster said, you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. You show me your friends, I'll show you your future. If your friends are griping and complaining and upset and angry and upset with the church and upset with the pastor and upset with the deacons and upset with everything that we're doing around here, it won't be long, but you'll be upset. That's just Bible. The Bible says, ye did run well. Who hath hindered you? Korah said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Lord. I want to just be a doorkeeper. That's all I want to be. And yet when Moses asked him to come, he said, I'm not coming nigh your door. I am not going to obey. And 250 sons of Korah, the earth opened up and swallowed them alive. Why? Because Korah led them wrong. Psalm 84, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord. He said, the sparrow has found a place where she may lay her young, in the belfry of the temple, the house of God. And I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Lord, Psalm 84, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. You've got someone that's leading you down a wrong path. You've got a magazine that's leading you down a wrong path. You've got a philosophy that's leading you down. You've got something in your life tonight. Hey, teenager, Hey, teenager, I'm going to tell you something. It's not going to come out probably your teenage years, but somewhere it's going to come out that you had a rebellious heart, that you just did. You just went along with the program because that's what everybody does. But there's a who in your heart. It's a magazine. It's the world. It's the social media. It's something that's drawing you away from God. And you're looking okay right now. And you're in the youth group. And you're obeying. And you go to camp. And you make decisions. But there's still a who. My Bible says, verse number 8, pardon me, this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. This who that's drawing you away from God, it did not come from God. Verse number 9, a little leaven. What is leaven? It's corruption. A little corruption, what's the Bible say? A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I kind of wish sometimes I wasn't the pastor of this church, because there's no one to blame if I do wrong. When you go ahead and go wrong in your life, don't blame this church.
Amen.
Don't blame your pastor. I mean, well, kids grow up and they say, you know, it was so hard in that Christian school. Brother Panera, wherever you're at, he's out there already. No, he's not out there. He's on security tonight. But Brother Panera could tell you this. Our rule book is so thin, it's about one page. Our rule book in this college is so thin. Stanford University, we ran them off as 1,200 pages of rules. Our rules are so small. Well, you know, we could. Okay, here's what we ask you not to do. We ask you to dress like a man and dress like a lady. It's not that hard. We ask you not to go to the movies. We ask you, we don't even have it. Don't do drugs. Now, you're really sacrificing, aren't you, to be a Christian? But I have people grow up and they get bitter at this church, and they get bitter at the Christian school. They get bitter at the college. They get bitter at the dorm supervisors. They get bitter at their roommates. They get bitter at the faculty. They get bitter at, hey, your bitterness is contained in your own container. Don't blame this church.
Amen.
Don't blame this pastor. I have a job to do that God says one day I'm going to give an account of God to God for this church. I'd rather have God say, Jack, you were a little bit too harsh, a little bit too hard on those people than to say you compromised. I don't want to compromise. I want to keep this thing hot for God. I want to keep Sunday school going and Sunday morning going, Sunday night going, Wednesday night going, soul winning going, and the buses going, and worldwide missions and Bible cuts. I want to keep it all going. I want to keep preaching hot around here. And God's word says, listen, a little corruption corrupts everything. Students, you're looking to change everything. But you change it, and you're not going to find what you're looking for. Alumni, you change what you're looking for, but you're not going to change anything. You pastors are going to go out and pastor. You're going to look to change, because the new wave is not to follow old-time religion. You know, if it wasn't for this pulpit, you wouldn't hear a Bobby Robertson's name anymore, Lee Robertson's name anymore, Tom Malone's name anymore, Lester Roloff's name anymore, Ed Johnson's name anymore. You would not hear these great old preachers, Harold Seitler and Lee Robertson. You wouldn't hear their names anymore. You say, well, they're dead and gone. That's the kind of guys you want to listen to. They finished their course, and they finished it with joy. And tonight, I want you to know that there's always going to be a who. Number one, know what you believe. Say it together. Know what you believe. Just write it down. What do you believe? What do you believe about marriage? What do you believe about male and female? What do you believe about Christianity? What do you believe about going to church on Sunday night? What do you actually believe? You got a child. You got children now. Do you want to bring those kids up with the nurture and the admonition of the Lord? We don't allow you to put the kids in the nursery till 2 months of age. They can come and sit in the back with you. About 2 months, we move them. You know, that's one of the best environments for your kids, to go into a nursery and to sit there and be held by a teacher that loves them and spends time with them, and they get a little ways away from mom and dad. Hey, God gave you that kid not to sit out in the lobby, not to sit in the bridge and tower while I'm preaching. God gave you that child that you might release that child. And I'm not saying get rid of them immediately, but that's part of life. Know what you believe. Secondly, surround yourself with people who believe the same. Amen. Surround yourself with people who believe the same. Yeah. Say it together. Surround yourself with people that believe the same. Not only do you write down what you believe, figure it out. Don't write down what I would want you to do. You write down what you believe. What do you believe? And then surround yourself with people that believe the same. And thirdly, and I'm done, I want to encourage you to separate yourself from those who do not believe like you believe. That's what God's Word said. We read it. Don't you fraternize with them. Don't you hang around them. Because evil companions corrupt good manners. You hang around people that are griping and complaining, you're going to be griping and complaining. Ye did run well. Who hath hindered thee? Father, I thank you for our church tonight. And I thank you for the message of the hour. I wonder who the who is in the life of these people today. Perhaps a who is a philosophy. It's music. It's magazines. It's the internet. Who's hindering and stumbling these young people and adults as well?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.